In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Paul tells us that we should thank the Father. Thank God, the Father, for having made us partakers of the inheritance of the saints. St. Paul says that God has both given us the honor and the strength to partake of that inheritance. And he goes on to speak of Christ, the one who was there in the beginning, the one who made us, and now has become one of us, so that we can, each one of us now, inherit the inheritance of the saints, share our own nature as it was created and as it is fulfilled in Christ. St. Gregory of Nyssa says that what we believe our beginnings to be, we will become. We Christians believe that in the beginning we were created in the image and likeness of God. And though the first parents fell from that likeness was restored in Jesus the Christ, the incarnate Son of God, the Father of the world to come, as we call him, on the eve of the feast of his birth. He is the new Adam. He is the one, the image and likeness, the reality, the fulfillment of what we are at the beginning. He is the one who is truly our true self. Each one of us is created to be like him. When we fall during the week, during the month, we fall directly from our likeness to him, and we return to him in order to return and share the likeness of God through the fullness of his humanity and the fullness of his divinity. Today, many think that our beginnings are the same as our biological beginnings. It's often been thought before, it's not a new idea. People think that the idea of evolution is a new idea, but it's really the same old idea in a new form. Our biological origins. Who was your father? Your father's father. What stock do you come from? That defines who you are. Not a Christian idea. Is it inevitable that we have no choice but to be like our fallen forebears? No Christian believes this. Our origins lie in Christ. Our origins don't lie in the telling of our own individual biography. We have forgotten that that way of understanding things had a beginning itself, and it's not that long ago. During the 1800s, the novel became very popular. Writing a fictional story where you talk about the beginning of a character and how they developed and how they grew up and the specifics of their birth and the particular things that they went through in order to become the character that they are in the novel and the things that happened to them, a fictional account. Before that, there was no devotion to that kind of developing a biographical narrative of some kind, but people became very taken with the idea, and everyone wanted to have their own biography. This is my story. These are my origins. This is the reason I am the way I am. Come into the 20th century. It's because of my parents and my parents' parents. This is the way I am. This is the way I started. These are the things I went through. It made me the way I am now. I have no choice. It molded me into the character that I am. I have those weaknesses from my biological past and my experiences. It's the same thing as evolution, only in a smaller form. The story of evolution, the scientific history of the human body and mind, is just a history of the body and mind. We are not our biology. We are not our biological history. That story is referred to but briefly in the story of our creation. God reached down and he took dust from the earth. End of story. The creation of our bodies and our mind that is like our bodies. But there's more to us as a human being than the body and the mind that is guided by the body after our fall from the way God created us as human beings. All humanity, Christians say, have fallen into a bondage to the body. And so when we hear a story of the history of the body and the mind, that's all it is. Just a history of the body and the mind. We can't find the story of our creation in that story because it's only a history of the body and the mind. It's a history of the world as the world is accessible to us as we are now. The limits of science are very specific, very particular. As scientists, we can only examine the world as it is. We can only examine the human body as it is. We can only reach into the past of this physical world as it is. There's no place in that story for a revelation of our creation. That had to come by God's own revelation of who we really are. Whether we think that we are in sum total the children of our great-great-grandparents and ancestors and that kind of biological level, and that explains the way we are, or whether we become so confused that we think that the history of animals explains our nature. We can't possibly believe that that's all that there is to a human being. Every human culture knows that to be a human being is to transcend the body, to transcend a life that is only open to the animal creation. What we believe our beginnings to be is what we will become. If we believe that we are beings entirely and completely of this world of constant competition for material advantage, lust, and all the rest of it, if that's what we believe our origins are, animal-like origins, then that's what we will become more and more. And we look out in our society and we see a society that is becoming more and more animalistic, more and more forgetting what it means to be able to transcend the body and to transcend our love of the physical things of this world in the service of the body and the passions. We have to remember that we are the children of the Father of the world to come. The fullness of our humanity is revealed only in Christ. The creation of man doesn't end until Christ is on the cross and has destroyed the power of death, making it possible for us to be fully human. Because it's only by conquering death, whether it's all the little sins that we conquer or whether it's the death at the end that is the separation of the soul and body, it's only by that path that we can be the human beings that God created us to be. And so it's only when he is on the cross and says, "It is finished," that our humanity has been fully created. And that is the point St. Paul is referring to. God the Father has made it possible through his Son for us to inherit what the saints have, the life that they have. He made it possible through his Son on the cross and the destruction of the power of death over us, so that we might be the human beings that he created us to be. And so let us not be weighed down by the loss of faith in our own divinely fulfilled humanity that is our life as Christians at one with God through his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.